Shabbos and Parshas Vayigash, something I'm not sure if I noticed in previous years, but in Perek Memhei Pasuk Vav, Yosef has just revealed himself to his brothers. He tells them that he's the one that they sold, but they shouldn't feel bad about it, because he was sent ahead so that he was able to provide sustenance for everybody. And then he says, we've had 2 years of famine in the land, and there are going to be 5 more years, asher ein charish v'katsir, that there's not going to be any charish v'katsir, not going to be any plowing, not going to be any harvesting. And some of the mafarshim try to deal with what that means. What do you mean no plowing and no harvesting? If there's no plowing and nothing's growing, then of course there's no harvesting. What's going on here? And the mafarshim have explanations for it. But something that stands out, especially when you're thinking with Shabbos lenses, trying to read the pasuk with Shabbos lenses, is ein charish v'katsir, that we're saying there is no plowing and harvesting. This phrase, or a similar phrase, a phrase where the Torah mentions that there's no charish and katsir, there's really only one other place in the Torah and all Tanakh that we find this, where we're being told that there's no charish and katsir. And this comes up actually in Parshas Kisisa, in Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. The pasuk says, "Sheish yom tavod uviyom ha'shvi'i tishbos." There's 6 days you're going to work, and on the seventh day you're going to rest. You're going to cease from your work. And then it says, "Becharish uvakatsir tishbos," and you will cease from doing charish and katsir. In fact, we quote this line in the classic piyut and zemer of Friday night, "Kol mekadesh shvi'i." Say Azor Lashov Simba Shvi Becharish Vakatzir Olamim. Help those who rest on the seventh day, Becharish Vakatzir Olamim, regarding Charish and Katzir, plowing and harvesting. Now the Gemara deals with the pasuk that we quoted from Kisisa, regarding why would the Torah have to specify these two malachos in particular, 2 out of 39, most of the malachos are not mentioned in the Torah. And we have Charish and Katsir over here, and there's a machlokas tanayim that is brought up in several Gemaras. You can see Rashi and Parshas Kisisa to see exactly what the discussion is. Is it referring to certain halachos regarding Shemitah, the year before Shemitah, the year after Shemitah? Is it halachos regarding Shabbos and certain details? But without getting caught up in that, in this moment, looking at Parshas Vayigash, there seems to be some sort of idea that over here it's presented that the famine, there are 2 years that passed and there are 5 years to come, meaning this is part of a series of 7 years. And it's Ein Charish V'Katsir. There is no plowing and harvesting. Definitely seems to make us think about a seven either day system or 7 year system, as one opinion of Chazal is regarding this pasuk, where it says becharish uvakatzir tishbos, you're not allowed to plow and you're not allowed to harvest. So what could the Torah be hinting over here? It seems to be that Yosef is presenting what's going on in terms, right, at least the way the Torah presents Yosef's words over here, it seems to be in terms that make us think about Shabbos, the sevens, the in Harish v'Katsir. So we can start off just trying to explain Vayigash, but then we can also go back to try to explain this concept of Harish v'Katsir. When it comes to Vayigash, so perhaps what Yosef is saying and what the Torah is indicating over here is that there's a potential for a Shabbos-like experience over here, that there's no plowing, there's no planting, but these 7 years are going to be an opportunity to have like a Shabbos-like experience, a connection to Hashem, a time where we are humbled and we realize everything is from Hashem. Of course, that's one of the major themes of Shabbos is taking that pause and realizing that you don't have anything without Hashem. Hashem is in charge. We follow his lead. And sometimes we can make that choice to feel that and acknowledge that by observing Shabbos. And sometimes we're forced into it. We're forced into being humbled. Like, for example, the brothers in this famine, but Yosef is indicating to them that this is a time of a Shabbos-like experience, that this is going to be a chance for us. You don't even have to plow. You don't have to plant. The food is going to be provided for us, actually. Yosef says we already have the michya, and this is going to be a time of spiritual growth. So we could suggest that that might be what's going on in Parshas Vayigash. But now just to speak about Shabbos for a second and what we can take out of Shabbos, Chareish Ukatzir. So there's really a lot of really, really beautiful, powerful ideas, aside from just the halachic points in the Gemara of what why the Torah would specify Chareish and Katzir. But there are many ideas brought in the Sfarim Kedoshim about what Chareish and Katzir might symbolize and many different lessons to learn and apply to Shabbos. One I'll just reference very briefly is based on the Baal Shem Tov understanding Chareish and Katzir, that plowing is done in advance, Katzir is done afterwards, it's the reaping, it's the harvesting afterwards, and that there's a plowing process that takes place before Shabbos, and in particular he says the 3 days before Shabbos are days of plowing for Shabbos, preparing for Shabbos, and Katzir is the harvesting after Shabbos, what you gain from Shabbos. But a different pshat, which is related, that is found in the Zikaron Kadosh of one of the Slonim Rebbes, he says that there are different types of people that are Azor Lashosim Ashvi'i. There are different types of people who take part in Shabbos, and that there are some that are Chorshim and some that are Kotzrim, some that are plowers and some that are harvesters. And it kind of depends on you know, what you're doing during the week. The ones who are plowers on Shabbos, so he's talking about in a spiritual sense, that you're going to be plowing, that really your Avodas Hashem starts on Shabbos. During the week, it's very difficult to be able to be involved in spiritual things, running around in the rat race and chasing Parnassa and everything else that we need to chase. And sometimes things that we don't, and distractions. And on Shabbos, you're able to start doing the plowing for spiritual growth. You're doing the choresh, the plowing and preparing. And then after Shabbos, you're able to get more into Avodas Hashem because of what you did on Shabbos. And some people are kotzrim. You know, it sounds like some people who spend their 6 days of the week involved in holy pursuits. So what you're able to then harvest and reap on Shabbos is some very, very high level, that what you're davening, you're learning, the chesed, whatever was done during the week, that on Shabbos you're able to be a kotzer. You reap something much greater. Sounds like something that, you know, maybe the great tzaddikim experience. And it's interesting that this pshat is actually being, you're shosim bashvi, you're resting on the seventh day, right, ba chareish uvakotzir, right? You're doing it through plowing and harvesting, as opposed to doing it from plowing and harvesting, which is an interesting interpretation. One practical takeaway of this idea, though, is that we have to view Shabbos at the very least as an opportunity for plowing, of course, spiritual plowing, that we should be able to be on a greater level on Sunday because of Shabbos. That Shabbos is a chance for us to recalibrate from the work week and from things that distracted us from focusing on our Avodas Hashem. And we should be able to plow on Shabbos in a holy way, in a spiritual way, to be able to plow and prepare ourselves. And halavai, that should lead to a week of true spiritual endeavors. And those spiritual endeavors then on the following week can be appreciated and reaped, and you can get a greater appreciation for that spirituality, for what you're able to then achieve on Shabbos, we should be sofa, to rest and refrain from a physical plowing and harvesting the Shabbos, but be able to take part in a spiritual one. Have a good Shabbos.